From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Michael Taylor reading The Pecos River by Frederick Bean. Now, let's begin with The Pecos River. Introduction. It springs from the earth below Glorieta Mesa, a few miles south and east of Santa Fe, bubbling musically, its waters clear and cold. Fed by hundreds of mountain streams, the Pecos River swells as it winds its way toward the New Mexico desert. Its banks are lined with bulrushes and cattails. Cottonwoods and willows reach gnarled fingers skyward along its shores. Its waters nurture lush green valleys where for centuries buffalo grazed, then later the spike-horned cattle of early pioneers like John Chisholm, J.J. Dolan, and men of their ilk. The Pecos will flow silently between armed factions in a bloody conflict known as the Lincoln County War, where it was mute witness to the birth of a Western legend in the person of William Harrison Bonney, a.k.a. Billy Antrim, or possibly William Henry Brushy Bill Roberts, or Billy the Kid. Before this cattle war ended, the Pecos ran red with blood, for it stood as a natural barrier between feuding cattle interests, and without its life-giving waters, the herds of longhorns could not survive. Long before the first settlers came, the Pecos was the scene of bloodletting and death. Bands of fierce Mescalera and Membres Apache battled incursions by the mighty warlords of the plains, the Coati Comanches. Feathered Cossacks swept the valleys along the Pecos, horseback demons with unequaled fighting skill who never tasted defeat until the white man came. Early Spanish explorations met with a similar fate at the hands of these warlike nomads. Thus, for untold centuries, the Pecos has been a river of blood, a river of death. The Pecos is the only major river in southeastern New Mexico, the only dependable source of water across a vast arid plain. Water-starved men and animals died trying to reach it during dry seasons. Windswept prairies bear the evidence of their failure. Sun-bleached bones almost hidden now by clumps of gamma grass, all that remains of an untold story of bitter struggle and often a terrible, painful end. The river caresses the easternmost range of the magnificent Guadalupe Mountains and continues into western Texas, flowing past still more scenes of hard-fought attempts to tame a harsh land. Legends abound along the banks of this seemingly peaceful watercourse, some taking the form of cowboy songs, which endure as a part of southwestern culture, as in the Ballad of Pecos Bill. The stories, the legends, the songs are a result of a strife in a region where men were pitted against an unyielding wilderness. Outright victory was rare for the white settlers who first came here. The elements can be brutal. As the river flows toward Mexico, temperatures in summer can reach 120 degrees in the lowlands east of the Davis Mountains and the Santiagos. Surely no river on earth has been an innocent party to more suffering, more death. Yet its quiet beauty belies this violent past. Its secrets revealed only on the pages of its history, or from the lips of countless storytellers who recite in words and song the river's many memories. The Pecos joins the Rio Grande at the northern boundary of the Mexican state of Coahuila, where it begins the long journey to the Gulf of Mexico. As a part of the Rio Bravo, it is again witness to some of America's bloodiest conflicts, though here it is mingled with waters from the Rio Grande, diluted as it winds its way past the scenes of intense violence between Mexico and Texas, violence that has been an integral part of the history of their shared border. Perhaps it is just that a river born in a land of conflict should meet its end in a waterway of similar reputation. The history of the Rio Grande is yet another story. What follows is a recounting of but a small slice of the past along the deceptively quiet banks of the Pecos. By any measure, the Pecos has earned its place in the history of the American West. As we begin our story, this basic premise must be remembered. Water is necessary for the survival of men and animals. Without it, death is certain, oft-times slow. Our forefathers understood this with a clarity we know nothing about. Part 1. The Buffalo Man. Chapter 1. Buck Wallace knew what it meant to be alone. Completely. Totally.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?